RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Final hour of power. Oh, God. I didn't need to see this. Spike Lee carrying on like, well, you know. And what are those god-awful uniforms that the Knicks were wearing last night? I mean, that's bad. Those are weird. I mean, I guess they're okay, but they're just not traditional Knicks uniforms. Whatever. So yesterday on the show, AMAC, we were wondering where the NBA Cup final between the Knicks and the Spurs was going to be on TV. And the answer was, it wasn't on TV. It was on Prime Video. Now, that technically qualifies as TV these days, but does it really? I mean, it wasn't on ESPN, it wasn't on ABC, it wasn't on TNT. Well, we know it's not on TNT. But the point being is, it wasn't on NBC. I wonder how many people watched that. Now, because it was the Knicks, I would think the number was probably better than I would expect it to be. But I don't know. You know, maybe 2 million people? Maybe, which is fine for a regular season Tuesday game. But that's the point. Like, they shouldn't hang a banner. They shouldn't celebrate. They shouldn't act like they won a championship because they literally won a regular season round-robin tournament. It means nothing. It's artificial. It's fake. And all these people try and act like it's significant. It's not. It's one game. They didn't beat the Spurs or the Thunder in a best-of-seven series, for God's sakes. Thank goodness, right now, we don't have baseball doing this, right? Or hockey. Now, hockey had the Four Nations face-off, but, you know, you're representing your country. And that was a smashing success, but it wouldn't have been as popular if it wasn't USA versus Canada, right? This is just... Like, as a matter of fact, the Wizards wound up adding two more games to their regular season because they stunk and they were eliminated. And so they wound up playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and blew a big lead in that one. And then they wound up actually beating the Pacers Sunday in Indiana so that they didn't have like a week and a half off. It's just the biggest bunch of bullcrap in the world. I don't know who supports this stuff. And not intriguing at all. Not interesting. Not anything. It's just regular season NBA in December. That's it. Period. Boring and insignificant. Man. Put that to bed. One of the things that I wanted to touch base on just while we're at it, and we'll be talking more about this, I wanted to throw it out to you at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Or you can tweet me, at WrestleMania621. The Commanders still have one more year of Jaden Daniels, at least, under very, very, very reasonable financial control. They paid Marcus Mariota. I thought the number was a little bit higher. They paid Marcus Mariota a one-year, $8 million guarantee to retain him. I guess it was... Sorry, I'm still dealing with this never-ending cough and congestion buildup in the back of my throat. It is really hard to do a radio show when you're constantly feeling like you're choking. They paid him 1 year, $6 million first year. 1 year, $8 million. I thought it was seven and nine, whatever. I mention what happens if Marcus, say Cliff Kingsbury goes and gets, I don't know, the Giants job. The Jets job is not open, but it might be. Again, everybody seems to hate Aaron Glenn. The Giants job is open. The Cardinals job is open. Or I should say isn't open, but probably will. What other job is open that I'm forgetting? My goodness. Giants?
Is Tennessee with the
Oh, Tennessee. Term? That's what it was. So Kingsbury's probably not going to the Cardinals again. But he's been favorite, whatever, with the Giants. Tennessee is obviously another spot, right? What happens if Cliff Kingsbury leaves and goes somewhere and says, no, you know what, I just like it worked with Jaden, I really want Marcus Mariota. And I'm willing to pay him $12 million a year. Possible. Daniel Jones, again, after getting cut from the Giants, not playing virtually at all with the Vikings, got a one-year $14 million deal from the Indianapolis Colts. Why did they do that? A, they knew Anthony Richardson stinks and is always injured and cannot be counted on in any way, shape, or form. And B, they knew, like those of us that are reasonable knew, that Daniel Jones was better than ultimately what he showed while a member of Big Blue. And that fans are stupid. And they were right until they mismanaged the whole injury situation and whatever. Okay? My point is, Marcus Mariota, even if Cliff stays here, could be in contention for a starting quarterback spot in Arizona, where Kyler Murray is likely gone, where maybe Jacoby Brissett doesn't come back. I mean, he's a free agent. He's under contract next year, so probably that's not, but maybe it's Indianapolis. You know, right now they got 450-year-old Philip Rivers. You got Daniel Jones on a one-year deal. Anthony Richardson's a waste of time. Tennessee, probably not, but, you know, Atlanta, again, Miami, like there's the Raiders, there's all sorts of potential spots, right? Potential spots. The Jets. What happens if Marcus Mariota gets a one-year, $13 million offer from somebody? What happens? I don't think he would, again, top $14 million. I think you look at Daniel Jones and you say, well, the reason why he got as much money as he did was A, because they couldn't trust Anthony Richardson. B, they had planned musical chairs for 6 years since Andrew Luck retired. And the other part, and this is just fair, right? Daniel Jones was 28 years old. Marcus Mariota's 32. So I get that Marcus Mariota's probably not getting $14 million or more on the free agent market. But could he get 12? Could he get 13? Remember, if he starts the final three games, which he's going to start this Saturday, we'll see about the final two. If he starts the final three games, he started 10 games this year and played in what, 13? And played reasonably well. Not great. Reasonably well. What do you do then? if Mariota gets 12, 13 million, I don't know if you can afford that. Considering, again, you have approximately $55 million in cap space. You only have 6 draft picks. You have a lot of holes. Backup quarterback would be, of course, extremely important. But as you look around, right, say, well, Kyler Murray might be available. Justin Fields might be available. Daniel Jones might be available. Jacoby Brissett might, be available. Tyrod Taylor might be available. Zach Wilson might be available. God, how depressing. How depressing. And here's the thing. You need a third quarterback, too. Like, everybody kind of laughs at the whole Josh Johnson nonsense. Josh Johnson has been one snap away all year from playing. One snap. You need a third quarterback that you can semi-trust. Russell Wilson is going to be hey, how about bringing in Big Russ? Ugh. Yuck. You see what I'm talking about? It's kind of depressing, right? Marcus Mariota might cost this team $10, $11, $12 million. Because he's the best out of a bad bunch. Right? You want Geno Smith in here after the Raiders cut him loose at 35 off the year he's had? You want Deshaun Watson here? You see where I'm coming from? You want Kenny Pickett? You want Sam Howell back? Who would be on like his fourth team in 3 years? Tough situation, man. All right. I wanted to get to this. So college football, you know, again, not everybody loves it. I like it a lot. A lot of good things, a lot of good news, but, you know, there's a lot of controversy. By the way, Jeremiah Love going pro. If the Commanders are on the clock and he's there, it's going to be really hard to walk away from that. It's going to be really hard to walk away. Even with Bill having a rebirth the other day, even with Chris Rodriguez, it's going to be really, really hard to walk away from that. Really hard. But here's where I wanted to go with this list or with this situation. And we'll finish up next segment. Here's where I wanted to go. Number one, Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman on Saturday night. Honestly, before I knew about his mom and the relationship and what she's dealing with, every time I had heard Fernando Mendoza, I thought, there's something that rubs me the wrong way about how hard he's trying to be polished and prim and perfect and all that stuff. A lot of that changed for me when I found out about his mom and what she's had to overcome and how close they are. He obviously addressed it during the Heisman speech. She's got, I don't think it's ALS, but it's cystic fibrosis. I can't remember exactly what she's dealing with, but they are very close. I can't help but think that Fernando Mendoza sometimes reminds me of Kirk Cousins. I can't help but think that. Personality-wise, style-wise, I can't help but think that. Then there's Diego Pavia, who was not happy. And remember, we had Brian Jones from CBS Sports on Friday from Army-Navy, and he said Diego Pavia should win the Heisman. And he said the same thing on CBS the next day. So he wasn't just pulling any punches. There were some people that thought Diego Pavia should win the Heisman. Diego Pavia thought he should win the Heisman. Because then he went out partying, And he tweeted or Instagrammed or whatever the hell the kids do these days and said, F all the voters. Or something along those lines. And then somebody in his PR team, an agent, a PR person, the SID at Vanderbilt, I have no idea who, got to him and said, hey, man, stop drinking. Stop being angry and bitter. Stop thinking you deserved anything that you didn't get. Be humble. Be mature. Apologize. And he wrote a very nice apology letter. Question is, do we think it was sincere? AMAC, real quickly, do you think it was sincere?
I don't know. I just didn't like the whole reaction, especially for after Fernando, because he also said F Indiana. So it was like, come on, man.
Good point. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was kind of classless and like just unnecessary.
Would you be very worried about Diego Pavia on the next level?
No.
With that kind of chip on his shoulder and that kind of...
No.
You want to call it immaturity, hostility, whatever you want to call it.
I wouldn't say I'd be worried about him. I think it would be like having a diva wide receiver in the locker room. Not necessarily worried, but depending on which locker room you go in, he might be better handled in certain situations.
I think it will take a very strong locker room and a very strong culture and a very good PR staff and head coach that cares about the media and wants to massage the media to deal with a Diego Pavia. Because this isn't the first time that he has shown some, let's just call it, piss and vinegar. This isn't the first time. I would be concerned because you see what happened in Cleveland when everybody's like, oh, just leave Shador. Shador was doing and saying a lot of the wrong things. When Shador doesn't say anything bad, nobody's got anything to say. It's just whether he's bad or good on the field. And he's been good at times and he's been bad at times. Really bad. But the point being is nobody cares. But usually those guys cannot help getting their foot stuck in their mouth. Getting in hot water. I would be very nervous. I would rather have Fernando Mendoza and all his cheesy little... I watched him on Saturday morning before he won the Heisman. He's like, oh, I'm on SportsCenter AM, on SportsCenter AM, SportsCenter AM. You're on SportsCenter AM. And I was like, what is this cat doing? And then I come to think, eh, maybe he's very Kirk-ish-like. And maybe he's just a nice kid who loves his mom, who happens to be good at college football. Diego Pavia is good at college football, too. I don't know if he'd be good in the NFL. And you want some fire. You want some something. You don't want a pain in the ass. As a backup quarterback, you do not want a pain in the ass. You don't want it as a starter either, but certainly not as a backup. Watch out, man. Watch out. In a quarterback thin draft, Pavia is going to go high. I don't know where. Pavia is going to go high. And he's going to be one to watch. He's going to be a guy that everybody tries to bait. And everybody tries to get to say something. And at some point, the cookie's going to crumble. And at some point, he's going to say the wrong thing. And at some point, it's going to be a big controversy. I don't know if you want to deal with that. I certainly don't want that here. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, when we return, a couple of big-name quarterbacks in the transfer portal that we haven't talked about just yet. Bounce that off of AMAC. And just, again, kind of think about it. Think about it, right? Once again, unlimited free agency in college football, in college athletics, continues to be much, 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 much more important than building a roster, a coach staying at a program, building a program. And much more important than any kind of cohesion and chemistry. And really more important than the games themselves. We'll tackle that next on the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody. Just a couple of quick minutes. The quarterback transfer portal stuff continues to fascinate me. Maybe it shouldn't. I don't know. The Georgia Tech backup quarterback, Aaron Filo, I think is how you say his name. He is entering the transfer portal now. Maybe he follows the former Georgia Tech offensive coordinator, who is leaving for a job at Florida under John Sumrall, the new head coach there. But he was projected to be the starter next year at Georgia Tech because Haynes King is done, right? So interesting there. The North Texas, not North Texas. Yeah, I think it's North Texas. Starting quarterback. I forgot the kid's name. Trying to look it up here. 1 second. Sorry, I just had it, and I misplaced it. My bad. The North Texas starting quarterback is, yes, that. What's his name? Drew Mestemaker?
Yeah, Drew Mestemaker.
Mestemaker.
I could be pronouncing that wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. He is entering the transfer portal, right? And then there's rumors. I'm not saying that it's legit, but Trinidad Chambliss, the Ole Miss quarterback, of course, could be of interest to the now former Ole Miss head coach, Lane Kiffin, at his new school, LSU. There was also a rumor that he may or may not play against Tulane. I haven't heard that from anybody concrete, but apparently, like, his agent, supposedly, were kind of weighing the decision. I don't know. But here's what I know. Even when guys are in line to get starting jobs, even when guys are comfortable in a system and the coach isn't going anywhere, there's no stability. Like, look at Georgia Tech. Hey, man, we've been grooming this guy. He's been the backup behind Haynes King. Boom, gone. Gone. Now, just because you enter the transfer portal, I should point out, doesn't mean that you're definitely leaving, right? There is a way to rescind that, correct?
Yeah, but I think most coaches aren't having that.
Right. Nor should they, right? Because that's like, hey, coach, I'm going to go and explore every option out there, and if I find something that I like for the amount of money, and if not, you'll welcome me back, right? No problem, nothing to see here, right? I mean, you're going to have, like, so many different programs with so many different quarterbacks next year. Yeah, I mentioned yesterday the Duke quarterback, Darian Mensah, who transferred from Tulane to Duke last year. He might go pro, or he says he's going back to Duke. But again, you have the pro option for certain guys. You have the follow the former coach option. You have the transfer portal, whoever will pay the most guys. Oh, it's like, and I guess Maryland did pretty good, right, in getting their young stud back. We don't know, like, if Michigan getting Underwood, right, and however they got him. We don't know if he's going back. Maybe he becomes available. Maybe he goes somewhere else, right, with everything going on there. Just weird, man. Just weird. College football is crazy. Speaking of that, Eli Drinkwitz, the Missouri head coach, had something really interesting to say on the state of college football. I want you to hear it next. We'll do so after this timeout, right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
An interesting little exchange between Joe Burrow and reporters at Bengals practice today. Is there any world where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year? Joe Burrow, I can't see that. No. Reporter, have you ever thought about the possibility of not being here during your career? Burrow, you think about a lot of things. Interesting. Should tackle that next, tomorrow. As well, Puka Nacua has had some interesting comments about NFL officials. And from what I've heard, he's not wrong. Well, we'll try and get to all of that on tomorrow's show. But first, I'm fascinated because it provides a lot of news and a lot of intrigue and a lot of drama. But it is terrible, and I mean terrible, for college athletics, the ones we care about, the ones we pay the most attention to have unrestricted free agency, NIL, and the Wild Wild West, essentially no rules. It is terrible. I tried to tell all of you, nobody wanted to listen to me, because all of you were just, the only thing you were concerned with is nobody should have to play for free. Tried to tell you you were wrong, nobody wanted to listen. People still make fun of me. People still get mad at me because I get mad.
Well, hold on, Rooster.
Uh-huh. I know. You and I disagree on this.
Because, like, I think you're trying to make it, like, one or the other thing. I think you can advocate for players being paid with also advocating for saying that there needs to be more structure around it.
Yes.
The problem isn't players getting paid. The problem is that they can go in the transfer portal. There's hasn't been much restriction on how many years they can play in school. So you have kids going 4 years, five schools. That's the problem. It's not kids getting paid.
No. I should clarify. It's the entire system. Okay. But my point being is that critics or proponents of kids getting paid all along were, it's unfair. And maybe they were right. Okay. But all they cared about was getting kids paid, what they were worth, and that people, a lot of white people, shouldn't benefit over a lot of black kids playing their asses off. That's what it was about. That's what it was about in a lot of cases. Not, oh man, you got the transfer portal. Now, the transfer portal wasn't a thing until a couple of years ago, too. But nobody ever thought about that. And I kept saying, whoa, wait a second. Before we just pay everybody, which is what we're doing now, and before it becomes professional sports and free agency, we've got to have a structure. We've got to have a system in place. So,
well, the NCAA didn't, like, they kept talking to the NCAA lost a case in court, which forced their hand. Everyone says if the NCAA was proactive in these things and got the structure in place and listened to people when they came to them about, hey, these kids deserve to get paid, there wouldn't be this problem. The NCAA dropped the ball, kids are allowed to get paid, and then it became the Wild Wild West.
The NCAA, though, to be fair, they were gradually increasing methodology for kids to get paid and to be able to travel and get home. The problem was it wasn't unrestricted free agency. It wasn't, oh, wait a second, we're talking about, no, kids want to get paid $4 or $5 million a year, not $100,000 a year. Like, the NCAA's view was, well, maybe eventually we'll pay everybody, but we want to pay them $50,000 a year, $75,000 a year, $100,000 a year, not $5 million a year, not have unrestricted free agency.
The reason the transfer portal exists is because the NCAA lost a case. The reason they finally did the revenue sharing, the reason NIL exists.
Well, NIL exists because of the Ed O'Bannon situation.
Exactly. Right. But if they were to be proactive in that and say, listen, we can do NIL, but this is how we have to do it. If they were, when 10 years ago, when Reggie Bush was getting in trouble, then we wouldn't have this problem.
No. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, the NCAA could have done a lot more to fix this. Absolutely. The NCAA is ridiculous. We all know that, right? They have no control in college football. They apparently have a lot of control in college basketball, none in college football. My point being is, you're right. The NCAA screwed the pooch. They did not, because they were trying to hold on to as much money as they could, all that. Got it. They were not proactive. They were not only reactive, but they were like out to lunch. My point being is, we went from what the NCAA was willing to do or consider or whatever to now we're going to pay, because at first NIL started with, well, the schools aren't paying. Outside donors, outside sponsors, outside companies were going to pay for name, image, and likeness. Now, we're at a point now where schools have a $20 million budget and they've got to decide how much goes to the football program, how much goes to the basketball program, how much goes to each individual player, blah, 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 blah. And some schools can't pay $20 million, right, to keep up with the Joneses. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, we went from zero to 100 in a snap of a finger. Instead of the NCAA doing the right thing and trying to find a happy medium, trying to find something that was incrementally good and foundational for, like, people. Now, it would have likely continued to increase anyway, just like forever and ever and ever, they fought the college football playoff. And here we are going from two teams to four teams to 12 teams. Now they're talking about 16 to 24. I mean, you get the point. Eli Drinkwitz, the Missouri head coach, somebody you're probably going to be hearing a lot of in the coming years. I thought what he's had yesterday was pretty fascinating, so I want you to listen to this. It's a little bit long, but listen to what he says.
I'm curious, how much do you get in contact with your peers about their perception of what's going on there, and is it coach talk, or do you just stay in your silo on it?
No, there's a lot of coaches discussing it and frustrated, in my opinion. And I understand the national sentiment because of the salary ranges of head coaches, that it feels like we're complaining. But we're really not. We're trying to sound warning bells. And that's, you know, that's what I believe we're all trying to do, is that there's a warning that the system that we're in is really sick right now. And college football is sick. And not in a – it's just – there's showing signs of this thing really cracking, moving forward, and we need to get something under control. And you know, the SCORE Act was something that it looked like it was going to be a step in a direction. There is no perfect solution, but we have to get some sort of steps moving in that direction. I think we're all weighted with, is it bated breath, the saying, trying to wait on what's going to happen with this fifth-year lawsuit in Nashville, where you could have a flurry of fifth-year guys now being eligible, and that would just throw a completely new wrinkle in the system. You know, tampering is at, I mean, the highest levels. There is no such thing as tampering. It's just because there's nobody that's been punished for tampering. And so everybody on my roster is being called. I had a dad call me and say that, and I called the head coaches at their schools, that this school and this school and this school called, and they are offering this much money. And, you know, it's you're putting a lot of pressure on young men. You know, we're paying them as 1099 employees a lot of money. We're not offering any type of retirement. We're not offering any type of health benefits. You know, and it's we've worked around the system and then tried to create that as the system, instead of creating a functioning way of moving forward and making sure that it works for everybody. And whether that's collective bargaining, whether that's making them employees, whether that's antitrust legislation that protects everybody, you know, the commissioner or the SEC or the NCAA from lawsuits, something needs to be done. Because, again, TV viewership may be at an all-time high, and that's awesome. And gambling on sports may be at an all-time high, and that's great. I got no problem with that. But what about the well-being of the student-athlete? What about graduation rates? What about tax implications? What about handling and understanding financial literacy? What is their life going to look like after 5 years of college athletics? Is it going to be better because they participated in college athletics, or could they be in a tougher situation? And, you know, that a lot of us got into college athletics because we wanted to help young men grow and develop. And I think we're still doing that mission, but it's getting really hard because you used to talk about, you know, Coach Saban used to talk about all the time creating value for yourself. And when he talked about it, he wasn't just talking about value for the NFL. He was talking about creating value for yourself with a college degree. And we've lost that aspect of it. And these guys are going to create tremendous value for themselves playing the game of football, and that's awesome. And we love – I love that these guys are getting paid. I love that last week these guys with their own money went out and bought gifts for Coyote Hill. I love that. That's awesome. But my job also is to look at them in 3 or 4 years down the road and how many of them are in a better position because they've played football if they've transferred 4 times. And you know, that's just the system that we've created. Not all freedom is good freedom.
I could not have said – I mean, there were some things that I didn't understand, like all those different little things that Drinkwitz was talking about, all these different cases and rules and whatever. I'm just not smart enough to follow that. I don't have enough time. What he said there at the end was brilliant. Not all freedom is good freedom. Guys going to school – 5, 6 different schools. Think about Trey Amos. To three schools in his college career. Bill went to 3 schools in his college career. Anybody that thinks the system in college football is beneficial to anyone other than the master of chaos... anyone. You need to have your head examined. That's not the way it's supposed to work. And I think my guy AMAC gets mad at me when I talk about this because he thinks that I don't want kids to get paid. I want kids to get paid. I want it to be a fair and equitable system. Of course the NCAA screwed up. Of course. Why would you expect anything different? They're a bunch of horrible human beings. But just because they're incompetent doesn't mean that we can't come up with a better system. Instead of worrying about college football playoff expansion, let's get things in-house straight.
Yeah, that's the point I agree with 100%. And I think the difficulty is, and this is what Drink was highlighting is, and you said this earlier, we went from 0 to 100. The NCAA lost the case.
I like, by the way, how you called them Drink. I like that.
Yeah, that's. I'm working with these SEC guys. That's what they call them.
I like it, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
You just sounded so totally cool.
But one of the few times. But, yeah, I think that we're in a system where players are getting paid and we're trying to put caps on that payment. And every time you do that, it's going to be a court case. That takes another year to fulfill, and then it's state cases, it's federal cases. It's a lot that goes into it, and again, it brings me back to my point of the NCAA dragging their feet with this because, you know, I can't say anything other than they were taking advantage of athletes. Players were getting, you know, suspended and stripped of acumen and all these type of awards because they were getting free tattoos. But they're making billions of dollars off these same kids' names. It's something that you took it to a race thing. I don't necessarily want to take it to that point, but I will say they should have done this years ago when Reggie Bush was, getting different privilege and all these things for his play on the field. Like this is something that they should have been thinking about then, but they didn't. They lost the case because, of course, and now they have to figure out how to put, not them necessarily, but college football and the different committees and conferences have to figure out how to put caps on these things while players are getting paid. And it's, again, like Drink said, it's the Wild Wild West.
Maybe they were thinking about this all along. And they were fearing the Wild Wild West and what we have now. Instead of and fighting against that as opposed to trying to come up with a fair and equitable system. See, if they would have spent their time worrying about this instead of that, maybe that would have solved some of the problem. You see where I'm coming from? And I only brought up the race thing just because that was the perception that, you know, is you got a lot of black young players, male players, and people look at white executives, academic, you know, athletic directors, coaches, presidents and chancellors and whatnot as white rich people, right? And they want all the money, and they get all the money, and the kids get nothing, right? So that was the only reason why I brought that up. All right, coming up next, dumb of the day. We stay on the college football side of things, and we kind of revisit something that we sort of already talked about when it comes to the Heisman. Hello. When it comes to the Heisman, you'll see what I mean next on the Team 980. All right, a quick one today. We already talked about Diego Pavia apologizing after some stupid comments for finishing second in the Heisman. We already talked about Fernando Mendoza winning the Heisman. Now today comes a story of a CBS college football reporter who has a Heisman vote. Problem is, for Shahan, I hope I'm saying his name right, Jeddaraja of CBS, is he's from Sri Lanka, and he voted for Diego Pavia, who did not win the Heisman. He voted for Diego Pavia. The problem is, he posted his vote, and when idiot fans found out about it, they threatened him with deportation, said they hope ICE comes after him, racial slurs, and more abuse for a vote, for college football, for the Heisman Trophy, for the second place finisher. What kind of world are we forced to deal with? The world has gone to hell in a handbasket in the last 12 years. You know the reasons. Not trying to make it political. You know the reasons. Stop. Just because somebody disagrees with you or has a different opinion does not mean they should be deported. All of you. And I know I see all of you on Twitter. And you suck. You're terrible. Terrible. They should put you out into the Atlantic Ocean and make you swim for your own survival. Coming up next, Burgundy and Gold today, Linnell Willingham has you covered. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 1. AMAC alongside. Two more shows this week as we lead you up to Saturday afternoon football between the Eagles and the Commanders. Woo, go team. See you then. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.